found out how much wheat you raised. You might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre.
Oh, no, the slightest.
We're talking about a bushel. You say we raised 40?
40 bushels of wheat, is it?
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Goodness. Thrash it?
Okay. And if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
We will?
Or instead of using we, you could turn to me and say...
We're?
Do you ever say you and I, or me and you will do it, or... Which one would you say?
Let you and I go outside, make the house?
Yeah. Yes, let's.
I've heard you say that too many times already.
how would you say that?
That you and I go outside and make the house.
Huh? You and I.
Uh-huh. What if it's, say, your husband and yourself? You say...
Come on, dear.
Would you say me and him, or he and I, or...
I don't know, we just say we'll.
Uh-huh. Well... say if y'all two were planning to go over to visit someone, you could say, we're coming over to see you. Mm-hmm. Or you could say...
I would say Bobby and I. Uh-huh. You know, I'd use his name and then I for myself.
Uh-huh. You say, him and I, or he and I, or me and him, or...
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think so.
What I've heard you say is... Probably what we're both by now talk pretty much alike by now. But, we'll be right over.
Yeah.
Very seldom you use he and I or he and I.
And you say he doesn't want just me for this job. He needs
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say it's
me.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say it's at the door. If you went to the door and opened it, and you'd say it's
whoever it is. I don't know.
Well, if I ask you, was that Paul at the door? You'd say yeah,
that
him?
Was. That was
okay.
Him.
And if it's a woman, that was.
It was her.
And if it's two people,
it's them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say he's not as tall
as I.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And he can do that better
than I.
And say if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us,
ours.
And to them,
theirs.
And to him,
his.
And to her,
hers.
And if there was a group of people over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope.
What? Hope you'll come back.
Uh-huh. Would you say you to a whole group?
You'll. I would say.
Do you ever say y'all or you all? Or?
No, I say you'll sometimes, you know.
How would you use that?
I hope you'll come back again.
Uh-huh. And if there's a group at your house and you're asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you'd say, where are
your coats?
Do you ever say y'all's coats or you all's?
You do say y'all.
I say you'll. I don't say y'all.
No, like I can recall occasions. Y'all come back again. You don't put it as close together as maybe you normally hear, like y'all. Uh-huh. Like you all. You know,
yeah.
You all.
I do
all.
Sometimes because we've had some friends from up north, you know, and they'll accuse me of being
you all come back and see
a cracker, you know.
Uh-huh. And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone, you'd say...
Who was there?
Uh-huh. What about who all was there?
Yeah, I'd said that before, I think.
How would you say that?
Well, just what you said, who all was there.
Uh-huh.